This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So, I got so much news. Why am I spending several segments on this? It's because it's so formulaic. You've got somebody trying to look trendy who looks like an emaciated culture war victim, a soy addict. We've tracked these people. They all on their own pages say, I drink soy. I drink concentrate soy. I love soy. I'm addicted to soy. They're addicted to literal female hormones. And he even announces he's against masculinity at the end of it. And he's lying about Sean Hannity, pillar to post. He doesn't want me to exist. He doesn't want you to exist. He wants cultural dominance, and he can't believe he doesn't have it. So he's got to lie about Hannity and say Hannity's lying. The economy's not doing well. There's no Uranium One scandal. There's nothing going on and on and on. And then he just tattles on Hannity's sponsors. It's part of the Arrested Development, and then just hopes they can get rid of him. Hey, Fox already tried to have a purge. They lost half their revenue. They lost half their viewers. Now they're going back to Patriot, even more hardcore, and their ratings are coming back up. So, little newsflash. You lost the election. You failed. You've thrown everything you can at myself and everybody else, and the audience sees through it and is rallying behind us, and you are failing, Lord Cuck. King of the Cucks, you are failing. Let's continue with Cuck Lord.
The accusation is predicated on the charge that Secretary Clinton approved the sale. She did not.
But that hasn't stopped Hannity from
peddling.
According to one study, Hannity spent 3.5 hours on the story over the course of 3 weeks. If you're ever standing...
Well, let me pause again. I mean, it's all over the illegal servers and the illegal emails we've got, not to mention the 35,000 missing, that they would be have emails. I gave you $1 million. Okay, you get the meeting next week. Well, I want another meeting. We'll give another million. I mean, it's blatantly illegal. She thought she'd get into office to cover her butt with executive immunity. It didn't happen. You just closed your foundation. You're collapsing. And you leave this rear guard action here. You leave the lights on to make folks think you haven't run off down the back road. And you leave this cuck again as your scorched earth. Let's continue.
It's probably time to reevaluate your life choices. There's a ton of other Hannity conspiracy theories. The Clinton email stuff.
These are very serious crimes.
Saying James Comey should be arrested.
Comey's possible criminal conduct.
Accusing Robert Mueller of trying to protect Hillary Clinton.
There's
no way the American people can trust
Robert
Mueller to investigate anything Russian related.
Grow up, man. Hannity is now the leading conspiracy theorist on cable news, and there's data to prove it.
My name is Alvin Chang. I'm a senior reporter at...
Oh, pause. It's always about how they're into science. Oh, look, keywords like Seth Rich and Deep State. Hannity said it the most of anybody on TV. So that scientifically proves it's a conspiracy theory because he's the one trailblazing on mainstream news covering topics that are now being proven to be correct. It's like saying I covered, Jones covers webcams watching you the most in 20 years. But was I right about webcams watching you? But because he covered them the most, it shows he's the most wrong. Jones covered the fact that Trump was going to be president the most. Our computer analysis shows that he said that the most. And he is the president. But again, they play these little scientific games to kind of like wow the little latte addicts, the little soy addicts sitting in their mommy's basements that Hillary talked about in WikiLeaks, how much she hated men living in their mommy's basements. Here, let's go back to this.
I was interested in how Sean Hannity used conspiracy theories.
Pause again. Why is every one of the guys on any liberal media like, hello, I'm here. Oh my gosh, I'm a scientist. Are you impressed with me? I did a computer program. I mean, can we have any men? Can we have any men on any of these shows that are able to talk? Any of them? I mean, where do they all go? Do you have to, like, join a cult? Could I get a job with you? And probably work for free like you do? And I went like, hello, everybody. I'm Alex Jones. I did a scientific report here. And
I heard the mainstream media said conspiracy theorist trillions of times. Does that make it true? We'll be right back. See you mean.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing, after getting right with God, is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private label as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private label by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So they've got shows on Comedy Central, three of them at least, that attack me every week or every weeknight. Like The Opposition, I've only watched it one time. And I'm told every day they're attacking us. I don't even cover it. It doesn't even matter. But AV Club, along with Vox, has come up with some super deceptive sludge. So my point is, I don't cover the big national news shows that attack us. Even when Colbert does a lot now, I don't cover it because we have a bigger audience than they do. Our audience is sick of hearing about them. But looking at the next wave of bottom feeders, like this guy, I'm finishing up with this and getting into other news, is just incredible, where they say Sean Hannity's a liar, the economy's not doing well. Sean Hannity's a liar. There's no uranium. One scandal. Sean Hannity's a liar. The Clinton Foundation didn't do anything. Hillary's email server wasn't illegal. It was admitted to be illegal. The deep state doesn't exist. Chuckie Schumer never said the deep state's going to get you. And then they cut to another guy. I mean, why do all the men on the report, like, they all do this little fake look where they try to act confident. They're like, and they, again, all talk like this. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Oh, Sean Hannity, this toxic male. It's a cage, Sean. Come out of it. Sean Hannity's copying Alex Jones. Oh, my gosh. He needs to be kicked off the radio. What is Fox going to do? Everyone, let's tattle. Let's tattle. He's talking about Seth Rich saying it might have been a political murder. Of course, he's been totally validated, as InfoWars has been, now that Donna Brazile has come out. But this is in response to all that. They just go on in their alternate reality, claiming we're in an alternate reality. Listen here. I'm the one that predicted Trump was going to win. I exposed the fake polls, and I exposed basically everything else in the McMaster News 2 months ago about him bad-mouthing Trump at that dinner party and the JFK files and everything else. I put it all out, so you've got a big problem. And again, they think when I attack them, I'm attacking them because they're big and powerful and effective. AV Club had some other thing they wrote about last week with some horrible actor kid with the worst writing I've ever heard. And we made fun of it. And so they ran headlines. Jones is really upset by this. Jones is really on his knees because this 10-year-old kid is doing a spoof of him. Let me explain something. I love people spoofing us. I love memes. I love being made fun of. I love it. That's how we get the young audience. It's how we grow. It's been your biggest miscalculation. But you are so arrogant that you still haven't figured out that when I tell you I love being attacked, you think you're Machiavelli, and that's me trying to trick you to stop attacking. It's just, you people really are stupid. Just because your robber baron grandparents took over the world and then now kind of put you in charge, it's like watching morons rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic. Don't you understand that you're losers? You're pathetic. The Facebook documents say we want beta males alone, by themselves, desperate and scared that we control with fake bots and fake communities. And we want the women the same. And we want women to look like men and men to look like women, to confuse the sexes, to absolutely break up the order of the sexes of mammal operations, so we can come in and end the family as you know it and override it with a corporate takeover. And that's the plan, and it's declassified. And then you have the very victims of it up here calling for Sean Hannity to be taken off the air because he's a liar, and the whole thing is an exercise in just a pathetic, gibbering person reading off a teleprompter, pretending like he's in a fight with Sean Hannity, and Sean Hannity's trying to assault him, for the childlike minds watching it to have a simulated victory, because they want a simulated victory, because they don't live in the real world, and Hillary was in the WikiLeaks saying that about the emasculated men living in their mother's basements drinking soy milk. She said that about you word for word because she's part of the program that did it to you. Let's continue.
Prove it. My name is Alvin Chang. I'm a senior reporter at Vox. I was interested in how Sean Hannity used conspiracy theories on his Fox News show. I went to Reddit's conspiracy forum, and I wrote a computer program to get the top 1,000 posts. I categorized what the conspiracies were about, and I came up.
This is the OCD power trip, too. I went to Reddit that puts it all in its own digital ghetto and calls it conspiracy if you question official lies. And then I calculated it all in a computer to have numbers, which made me feel powerful over it, so I could then show you numbers I had to show how bad Hannity is, that he kept saying that Seth Rich was probably politically murdered, which is now basically being confirmed, or that Uranium One that's admitted has been confirmed, or that Deep States that's all been confirmed, or illegal spying on Trump, or illegal leaking that's all been confirmed. What do we do when InfoWars is so on target and has all these sources, and now Sean Hannity's mainlining it? Well, we just have a nerd get up there and act all powerful and an appeal to authority, so all the other nerds who are into seeing like old vintage equipment behind me, that's my call to authority, they all think I'm God now. Here, let's go back to it.
I came up with about 100 different conspiracies that I could search.
CNN fake, that's a meme we launched. Clinton Foundation, that just doesn't even exist. That's a conspiracy. WikiLeaks, that isn't even real. Assange isn't real. Donna Brazil isn't real. Uranium One isn't real. Look. They're telling you Clinton and the uranium scandal isn't real. Deep State isn't real. This is on screen. Clinton collusion isn't real. CNN and fake news isn't real. Clinton corruption isn't real. How about Clinton bad health? That isn't real too, right? All coming out. Clinton Foundation, WikiLeaks, Assange. I mean, sky's blue, isn't real, isn't blue. We're nerds. We drink soy. We don't like you. We are God. Do what we say. Let's continue.
Transcripts. When we looked at the data, it turns out Hannity far and away makes the most accurate theories more than every other news person.
Oh my gosh.
By a wide margin.
Don't think this is a coincidence.
Hannity's not just your typical right-wing pundit anymore. He's moving into Alex Jones territory. And unsurprisingly, Jones has noticed too.
I love it. The Sean Hannity show is now the Alex Jones show.
But unlike Alex Jones, who uses conspiracy theories to sell survival gear and bogus male supplements.
Sit, pause again. No, we sell survival gear and high-quality verified supplements because we're funding this mission to defeat you. See, revolutionaries raise money to overthrow the tyranny, not to have the money. If I wanted the money, I'd have joined the establishment, dumbass. Let's continue.
Ultimate male vitality supplement.
Okay. That was a satire piece we did. But notice, they hide behind satire. Yeah, back it up 10 seconds. They hide behind satire to put out their lies. Then they show our admitted satire where I fly through the ceiling to then say we're fake. So see, they use satire to act like they're real. We use satire to illustrate things to be funny. And they jump back and forth with total intellectually bankrupt fraud against their victim viewers. Let's continue.
Supplements.
We have developed ultimate male vitality supplement.
Hannity uses conspiracy theories to protect Trump, to distract away from stories that damage the White House.
I charted out when he brings these up over time, and it seemed like conspiracy theories were mentioned most when Trump was going through some kind of scandal.
None of that is related to President Trump. None of it, zero, is related to his campaign.
No, it's a boss. That's right. The Manafort deal, none of it is connected. It's from 10 years ago. The Podestas are involved in some of the same stuff. Probably isn't even illegal. It's some filing. He paid the taxes. Again, they never give you substance of what they're talking about. They just say it's a lie. Let's continue.
Hannity mentioned conspiracy theories in those times. They're spiked, and they're related to the news of the day. They're related to the scandals that the Trump administration is going through.
Fox's best defense of this stuff is that Hannity isn't a real journalist. He's an opinion host, so what he says doesn't really matter. But that distinction between news and opinion is rarely clear on Fox. Look at the way Hannity introduces these segments.
We're going to come back and finish up. Notice how they're doing satire, but acting like they're real. When Hannity is real, they're saying he isn't real. Then they use him saying, well, I wear the hat of a pundit, but also a journalist. And they go, oh, look, he isn't a journalist, playing games. This is the anatomy of deception. I'm spending so much time on this, not because it's important by itself, but together, it's a great educational tool to understand the anatomy of con artists.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, and we know that Vox, whatever that is, just constantly puts out the weirdest fiction about me. By the way, they're now reporting, thank God, no shots fired in London. I guess the wicked flee when none pursues, just mass hysteria. Now continuing, ladies and gentlemen, just finishing up this, and I'm going to give the number out and take your calls. We do have some guests coming up with breaking news and a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. I don't normally spend 4 or 5 segments on 1 7.5-minute video. It's just such lies that they say the Clinton Foundation's a conspiracy theory. Just the foundation itself. So let's go ahead and finish up. Here it is.
The distinction between news and opinion is rarely clear on Fox. Look at the way Hannity introduces these segments about Uranium One and the deep state.
Explosive new evidence in what is becoming the biggest scandal, or at least one of them, in American history.
Now, it's hard to tell that this is opinion, right? It looks just like a news segment. And though Hannity sometimes denies being a journalist,
I'm not a journalist, I'm a talk show host.
He's recently taken to calling himself a serious reporter.
I'm a journalist, but I'm an advocacy journalist. I also do journalist work.
I have soft hands. More importantly, advertisers don't care about that distinction. Two conspiracy theories in particular have spooked Hannity's advertisers. In May, Hannity started peddling the story that former DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered after leaking emails from the DNC.
I thought there was more to that video. I watched it this morning. I guess we don't have the end of it. Let's re-download it, because one way or another, we're going to air it today. Oh, no, there's the exciting conclusion. It's like 7.5 minutes long, going after his sponsors, shutting him down. You know, how they've tried to shut me down, but how we sell our own products, so they're unable to do it, so now they're going after the products. Yeah, it's no big deal. We download a lot of videos, but I've never made such a big deal out of a video as I am today. I'm just on this long riffing, you know, jazz-style rant on that subject, so we will re-download it, or we'll live stream it. We'll just spend the rest of the show on this one video. But getting back to this deception, it shows you their entire game plan and what they're about and what they're doing and how they lie and where they come from. To sit there and say Sean Hannity's bad for covering Seth Rich, and that it's a conspiracy theory to say maybe he was killed for political reasons. Here's some news articles right here vindicating what we first reported on, what he reported on, what others reported on. Donna Brazile reveals paranoia over Russian spying on her, snipers peering through her window. That's how the media spun it. Donna Brazile says she feared for her life after Seth Rich was killed. All Hannity said was we should investigate it. He was the head IT guy over the emails. He had a bunch of foreigners working in there from Pakistan over the servers. You had them ordering the Democrats via the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, the FBI, and Jay Johnson at Homeland Security not to get into the DNC computers 22 times. You had the long history of the dead bodies, the string out behind the Clintons. But their answer is to tell everybody that it doesn't exist. Just simply put, it doesn't exist. But, you know, since they're demonizing us for selling products, I just want to remind the listeners that they've kicked us off Google Ads. They've kicked us off AdRoll. They've kicked us off all sorts of platforms, and they've tried to shut us down. And it is an act of defiance for real. I mean, you can't buy products anywhere that are going to hurt the globalist as bad as doing it here. And we also sell high-quality products at very, very affordable prices. So there's really no-brainer when it comes to this. It is a total 360 win. So I just want to encourage all the listeners today on Black Friday to take advantage, undoubtedly, of one of the best sales we've done in the last several years. 67% off on high-quality colloidal silver with all of its great uses. 50% off on BrainForce, our best-selling product that's now back in stock for a limited time. That's unprecedented. We have limited edition fascism, anti-fascism, anti-communist shirt that will no longer be sold as soon as it sells out. So we got just a few days left of that. 50% off the good halogen X2, the opposite of fluoride in the body. Absolutely critical. That's 50% off. That has a 98% review level, ladies and gentlemen. Out of 5,929 reviews on Power Reviews, it is our highest reviewed product. Nobody else has the deep earth crystal source iodine that we have in X2. Again, the thyroid fills up with the bad iodines that can be radioactive. It fills up with the other bad halogens. It fills up with the bromide, the bromine, the fluoride, the chlorine, and a bunch of others. But if it has the good iodine, it doesn't. And it's such a game changer. But it can have big effects on you if your thyroid is already out of shape. So be sure and consult a physician before you do it. But if your search engine IQs went up 15 points after the feds started putting a little bit of a not very good form, but still better than nothing iodine into the salt in the 30s, they stopped it in the 70s, IQs went up 15 points on average when they did that. So that's just an example of how you die without vitamin C, but that's all over the place. Iodine is a lot rarer in the environment, and true iodine that isn't already bound, that you can actually absorb, true atomic iodine, that just means pure iodine, that is absolutely critical. You know, when they tested a bunch of our products trying to find impurities in the first big round and found no impurities, they got really upset. It was an easy prediction what would happen after that. You know, if they failed, these type of folks, what would they do? When they tested our products and found nothing wrong, and they said, this is very strange. They said, are the spectrometers, the lab we use, so this is just iodine. It's not potassium. It's not sodium. It's just iodine. They didn't know what a profound statement that was. How hard we worked to bring you 9999999 that you have to get DEA approval on. You have to keep in a locked facility because of what you can use pure iodine for in processing. But under law, they can't keep you from getting it if you've got a legitimate source for the reason you're selling it. We had to get DEA approval 5 years ago to even be able to have this. The iodine we have, if you put it out in the open air, turns purple, and like I Dream of Jeannie, and turns into purple gas. We've got video of that. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, true iodine, atomic iodine, not some cruddy, downgraded, mixed, bound form, the true deep earth crystal, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it's how you help fund this operation. They've been trying to shut us down so hard, as you know. When you financially support us, it just moves worlds, and it just flies in the face of everything they're trying and really helps with my concern and my anxiety to complete the mission. I don't have anxiety about my physical safety or even being financially defeated. I just don't want them to win. And when you get products you need, water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, air filtration systems, supplements, books, videos, T-shirts, at InfoWarsStore.com, you change the world using what's left of our free market to vote with your dollars. So get products you need today and help fund the revolution against the globalists today at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I rarely spend an hour, and I've spent an hour now, from the middle of the last hour till now, getting into this Vox video piece, because I could take a minute of video and stop it 10 times when it's full of lies to cover each lie. This one is such a deception that it just makes my head spin. And you tie it in with the congressional reports where they want to shut InfoWars down. And they really let you know their model here, where they're like, well, Hannity's got sponsors. You know, we got rid of Jones's sponsors, but now he sells his own products. So what do we do? Well, we know what you've been doing. And it just shows what horrible mercenaries these individuals are, and how hell-bent they are on trying to defeat this country. But here's the good news.
without me even looking, I've got stacks of news articles. NFL rating slide is getting worse with no end in sight. Just since 3 years ago, they've lost over 50% of their viewers. They are now the most unpopular sport in America, in polls, of the national sports. It has the worst favorability rating. Don't you get it? Everything you touch turns to crud. America and the world is awake. We're never going back. We're never giving in. And we know your secret. You've got our kids in the schools. I'm getting to that next. And you think you're going to brainwash them, but every study shows Generation Z is the most libertarian, Americana, conservative generation in over 100 years. Don't you know that some of the a little too extreme Christian stuff to kids made them rebel and turn into devil worshipers? What's going to happen when the devil worshipers try to make the kids devil worshipers? It's going to make them be Christians. And all the polls show that. Young people are pro-life, 75%. They're anti-globalist. They love this show. And I'm not bragging. It is humbling when I go to another school function to pick up one of my daughters at somebody else's school, not just the school they go to, and the young people from ages 8 to like 15 just point and go, "It's Alex Jones." All of them want photos. I get mobbed everywhere by young people. I was at a Pete Terry's hamburger place about a month ago, and I literally could not eat my food. It was like I was Elvis Presley. People were like, "Oh, Jesus! Oh, it's incredible!" And then more groups were coming in of high schoolers, and I was mobbed and couldn't eat. And there were leftists in there. Nobody was in there when I first walked in, except 5 high schoolers, and they all shook my hand and got photos. I got my food, went and sat down after work. I was hungry at like 5 o'clock. I was going to eat a second dinner. Mama was making it like 8 o'clock. I go in, shake their hand, take photos, go sit down, see leftists talking crap about me. The whole family looked like they'd been run over by a truck, but they were the elitists. They were, "There he is," laughing at me all. I even heard him go, "Look, he's alone. He doesn't have any family." That's the thing they always say. They were all celebrating on Twitter. "Look, he's alone on Thanksgiving." Wasn't even true. It was with all my children. It doesn't matter to them. It's like a weird, because that's who they are. They want to project their loneliness on me. I'm not happy they've been atomized and made alone. It makes me sad. But it shows their mindset to celebrate that. "Oh, look, he's a loser like us." And all of a sudden, just the whole place just got filled with like 20 high schoolers. And they were Asian, and they were Indian, and they were white, and they were WASPy, because it was, you know, upper middle class area. And they're, "Alex Jones, we love you, we love this, we love that, we were watching today, we were watching yesterday, oh, it's all awesome, everybody loves you, oh, come speak at my school," click, 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 photo, photo. Okay, that group, more came in, this time a bunch of girls they run over, and I'm just like, whoa, 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 whoa. And the leftist all got up, and they left, and they walked by, and the guy walked by me like he was going to bump into me. He had plenty of room, and he was just like, because he understands, dude, you're not cool. This thing from Vox, this isn't cool. I'm not trying to be cool. I want freedom. I'm real. People know that. That's what's cool. The victory's cool. Turning the world around's cool. Believing in humanity's cool. Believing in our young people's cool. Not trying to turn them into wasteland, you know, globalists in a deindustrialized country. That's what's cool. And that's what upsets you, because you're losing your grip. So you try to tighten it harder. And just like a beaten woman, we're out of your life. So now they're shifting to pure culture war to cover up from the real crimes they're committing. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's finish up with the piece. Here it is.
In May, Hannity started peddling the story that former DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered after leaking emails from the DNC to WikiLeaks.
Now, if true, this could become one of the biggest scandals in American history and could mean that Rich could have been murdered under very suspicious...
Hack rated it Pants on Fire, Snopes debunked it, even Fox News retracted its article about it. But Hannity continued, spending segment after segment suggesting that Clinton operatives were somehow involved in Rich's murder.
If this is true, this blows the whole Russia collusion narrative completely out of the water.
It got so bad that Rich's brother begged Hannity's executive producer to stop him, writing...
Okay, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. Since then, this whole cover-up's collapsed. Since this all happened, this is the one story they're trying to say is fake. Donna Brazile's come out and said they think he was politically murdered. There's been all this intrigue now inside that office and people fleeing the country and people getting indicted and all the rest of it. So since Donna Brazile came out, they came out to make it look like he's the big loser. And hidden in the story is this one thing that they don't want you to look at Seth Rich or how he was upset that the election was stolen from Bernie Sanders. They don't want Democrats to look at that because they know that that wakes Democrats up to what happened. So they have CNN saying, oh, please stop. The family first said we've hired a detective. The family first said we think there may be something suspicious. Once the PR firms, everybody swooped in, they changed their story. That's fine. We're sorry for your loss. We as citizens have a right. WikiLeaks said he was probably their source. They won't say. We're going to look at this. But the point is, does it discredit Hannity when a high-level Democrat operative over IT gets shot in the back repeatedly and nothing stolen? And it turns out Donna Brazile's concerned. Doesn't that vindicate Hannity? But is it a conspiracy theory to ask questions? Let's continue.
To not cause a grieving family more pain and suffering.
And I am not backing off asking questions, even though there is an effort that nobody talk about Seth Rich.
Major advertisers like Cars.com pulled their ads from Hannity's show, and eventually Hannity backed down.
Out of respect for the family's wishes for now, I am not discussing this matter at this time.
But on Twitter, he promised he'd keep looking into it, saying, I am closer to the truth than ever. Not only am I not stopping, I am working harder. A few months later, Hannity spooked advertisers again. When Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, who Trump endorsed, was accused of multiple cases of sexual misconduct, including child molestation.
You catch that lie? Trump did not endorse Moore. He endorsed Luther Strange. Now he's come out and said, we've seen lies about me. We haven't seen proof on Moore. So till we see proof, he's not bad. Wow. Innocent until proven guilty. Classic Americana. But you catch that last little lie? So many lies coming so fast. Trump endorsed Moore. No, he didn't. It was a big scandal. He endorsed Luther Strange, liar. Here it is.
Hannity came to his defense.
How do we ascertain what happened 38 years ago? None of us know the truth of what happened 38 years ago. Do people do it for money? Do they do it political reasons? Is that more common than people would think?
Oh, definitely.
They will lie to make money.
Folks, there are at least five women I know of in the last 10 years on YouTube saying I was married to them and had kids with them and that my name was all sorts of weird stuff. And people ask me, I've had lawyers. I mean, I've been asked in depositions if somebody's my wife who I've never seen or known. I know for a fact the media's gone and talked to those people, but decided they're so stark raving loon they don't even put it out. Put it out. I'm not scared of whatever you make up. The point is, in a climate of making stuff up, you've got to start questioning. But the whole thing's about getting rid of the sponsors. Here it is.
Another wave of advertiser panic, including from Keurig, which pulled its ads from Hannity's show. And this time, Hannity lashed out. He retweeted a video of one of his supporters smashing their Keurig machines, tweeted a 2015 article about Keurigs being covered in mold, and suggesting he'd give free coffee makers to the best videos of people smashing their Keurigs. Eventually, Hannity backed down again.
Please stop destroying your coffee machines.
But not before advertisers like Volvo and Realtor.com suggested they might pull their ads too.
Everything about this story is so...
No, they backed off. He won.
Masculinity is a cage. Fox knows.
Masculinity is a cage.
They care about their right.
He attacks me next. We're done with this idiot. We'll be back.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up the fourth hour, Mike Cernovich that broke the John Conyers sexual harassment, shipping women in on taxpayer money, you name it. He broke that story exclusively this week. Mainstream media was forced to give him the credit to their great horror. He'll be hosting the fourth hour. I'll host part of that with him. Laura Loomer, who received the full tape of Joe Barton, the Texas congressman, sending a sexually explicit video to a woman. She got the video. We only showed that we had the video. We didn't show the video. We only showed his face to show that we had the video, to bring attention to it, to say that I believed it was revenge porn if it was truly a consensual event. And that they're conflating consensual activity or men and women kissing or men and women engaging in sexual activity, as the feminists teach on colleges, as rape. That's why it's on InfoWars.com. They're calling for Sleeping Beauty to be banned because the prince kisses the princess without her consent. The whole point of is that he was the love that was supposed to be coming, and only the true love, someone that she'd already seen and thought was handsome, that could, but basically save her. But now a good, wholesome fairy tale is now bad and needs to be banned, and radical Muslims need to be shipped in masse, who cut women's genitals off and throw gays off buildings and blow up every church they can get their hands on. In fact, today, we've got huge breaking news, Egypt, 200-plus dead as mosque attackers gun down fleeing worshipers. 235 people, and the list is growing. Meanwhile, a Nigerian bombing, 50 killed in early morning attack on the mosque by Boko Haram, which means no one can teach the teachings of the West. Wow. That's like the teachings of Soros and the globalists. No wonder they're allied with Muslims, with the radical Islamists. The teachings of the West are forbidden. True equality, true open society, true tolerance. And then speaking of the cult, this is up on Infowars.com. What they did with the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches 100 years ago, is declassified. It's public. They knew that churches had led the fight against King George in 1776, the Black Brigade, as they were known, leading them. So whether you were Catholic or Protestant, you wore black with a little, you know, white insignia of a priest at that time. You spoke from the pulpit. And they said, we've got to take over the seminaries. We've got to put our people in. And they said, we're going to use sex operations on them. We're first going to, because we can't get women into the priesthood, whether it be Protestant or Catholic, we're going to put men in. And then we're going to start having the men run sex ops and have sex with the men they can, and then only recruit other men in that have had sex, and then recruit young boys in that they'd had sex with to then take over. That's how the cult works. And they've taken over a large part of the civilization. And they've admitted it's a national security threat in the UK, and pedophiles have taken the government over there. That's the London Independent, London Guardian. They've all reported it. Blackmail is how the new pope got in. Blackmail about pedophilia at the top of the papacy. But then the media here goes, oh, Trump's not rounding up pedophiles, and there's no pedophiles. And Jones makes it up that there's lots of pedophiles. But then I'm public enemy number one because I understand this paradigm. And the Navy SEALs and the Army folks and the FBI people and the Secret Service and the Interpol people, they're all out there. They're fully aware of this. And they're busy rolling up the people in their own organizations. That's why you're seeing busts every day inside governor's offices, inside mayor's offices. We've had like, what, 14 Democrat mayors step down in the last couple of years for pedophilia. I mean, it's massive. This is a revolution against them. More indictments at Penn State. But imagine if you saw Christians attacking and killing hundreds of people a day. You hear Christians attacked and Christians are to blame. But because it's Muslims blowing up and shooting people, hundreds and hundreds today alone, close to 300 dead, they're saying 1,000 or more injured, nothing about Muslims in Egypt or in Nigeria. Just truly sickening. Now, that leads me to what we're talking about, the takeover of the churches. They put these people in, and if you look at both these women, they're both wearing a uniform. They both have the same haircuts. She's the woman they're interviewing. It's all part of the same culture, the same system. And it says, Church of Sweden worships gender-neutral God. And at major churches in the U.S., they're pulling out George Washington and Robert E. Lee plaques, even though they paid to build the churches, literally. That's just history. But again, it's a war on reality because they don't want you to know your roots, because your roots would defeat them the minute you woke up. But so you stopped going to the church, so these folks took over. You stopped going to the seminary or the priesthood, so these folks took over. Now they want your kids. Now they want your pension. And they're going to get it all if you don't stop them. But coming up next hour in great detail with Laura Loomer and Mike Cernovich, ex-Secret Service agent. This just broke at Infowars.com. This is a major, massive, game-changing event. And if this gets out, this could change the whole course of things, just like Rich being murdered could change the course, or Hillary's emails, or WikiLeaks. We've already changed the course. We're already turning the tide. And as more people go public, not about some guy that tried to kiss him 10 years ago and that gets equated with rape. No. There's smoke screening with normal, you know, kissing beauty, sleeping beauty stuff. They're equating that with pedophilia, so it's all just a big smoke screen where sex, period, is evil. Or a man telling a woman she's good-looking is evil. Or a gay guy telling a guy he's good-looking is sexual assault. It's not. Most of these attacks, and Spacey has reportedly raped some people, and he's a horrible guy, but a lot of times he says, hey, I want to go out with you, and they go, oh, my God, sexual harassment, you know, I'm working under you. Just whatever. I'm not condoning it. The guy's out of control. But when he does that, it's not the same as grabbing a man's genitals and saying, I'll have you fired if you don't have sex with me. But the point is, is they're trying to create the smokescreen in Hollywood, the media, about normal sexual relations being evil or being criminal. Because they've got Bill Clinton and the Lolita Express and Jerry Epstein and Clinton more than 20 flights with little kidnapped girls on board being taken to an island where they didn't just rape them, folks. We know about the spirit cooking. We know about their operations. They're so scared of us right now. They know we're so close. We need more Secret Service to go public. Took me a Secret Service to go public last week dealing with all the incredible corruption and dealing with the sexual assaults and dealing with the things that Bill Clinton's been up to and dealing with witnessing Joe Biden going after children as young as 5 years old, groping their buttocks. Okay? This is all coming out. And so go ahead and write your articles saying Trump's not going after pedophiles or that there's no pedophilia and I made it up. You go ahead historically and you put your name in these publications on what you stand for so we know who you're with and what you stand for. Because, again, they're using the pedophilia as the thing to control people in the cult. Ex-Secret Service agent threatens to drop new details about Bill Clinton and Lolita Express. Infamous private jet was owned by sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The ex-Secret Service agent Dan Bongino. And again, I have really tried to get him to go public with this stuff. He said, it's worse than you know, Alex. It's worse than you know. Bongino got into Twitter spat with former Hillary Clinton aide Nick Morrell. And Morrell challenged Bongino on his claim that Hillary was the most manipulative political person in the world of power and he had ever met in his entire life. Morrell claimed Hillary Clinton has enormous respect for the Secret Service and a great relationship with her agents in her detail. She's totally rude to him. And that Bongino was never on Clinton's detail. Bongino shot back by accusing Morrell of being a fraud before dropping the threat to expose more. Be very careful, Nick, before known things not yet released publicly about your Messiah, Hillary. Don't poke the bear, loser. You may not like the results. Hashtag Epstein, hashtag Emailgate, tweeted Bongino. This is so huge, we're coming back next hour. Wow, this just broke on Infowars.com. We need this. I never do this. I never ask Matt Drudge to put links up. I've done it like five times every time he's been listening. Within minutes, it goes up. I don't know if he still does that. I haven't talked to him in a while. But even if it isn't our report on this, this is just now breaking. This is massive. This needs to go out right now. Everybody, fire the bat beam. And you're the bat beam listeners on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, everywhere. This is ultra, 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 ultra massive. We need you to get this out. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to come back and go to the whole article. Black Friday is here. We have the biggest specials of this week of sales. A lot of these sales obviously have to end because they're selling out. BrainForce, 50% off and free shipping. The Amazing Nootropic. Silver Bullet, 67% off plus free shipping. Supermellow Vitality, 50% off. InfoWars Select, high-quality, storable food. 50% off on our very high-quality, storable food. All Pro Purata, 25% off. Knockout the Sleep Aid. 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Prostagar, 50% off. Plus many others at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping. It's going to end. InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. We're taking on the pedophiles.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I know I don't have to.